Indigenous community groups in Darwin have hit out against the Woolworths Group for what they say is the company's failure to have a genuine community consultation over the construction of a Dan Murphy's liquor store. But Dan Murphy's parent company, the Endeavour Group, which is owned by Woolworths, have accused those same groups of refusing to meet with their representatives. Olga Havden is the CEO of the Danila Dilba Health Service and joins us tonight. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia. Good to be with you.
The company says they've reached out to you and you've not been prepared to meet with them. What's your response to that?
My response to that is that's patently untrue. It's misleading to suggest anybody's had any contact with us. For more than 5 years, these companies have studiously avoided us. The very first contact that we had with Endeavour Drinks was as a result of me reaching out to request a meeting with them, and more importantly with Woolworths, which we've never had. This happened in December of last year. That was the very first meeting. So if Endeavour Drinks and Woolworths think that they can produce evidence to the contrary, I would like to see it. I invite them to tell me when was the times that they reached out to meet with me.
What about this week's open house meetings in the Darwin Mall? Were the public invited to attend there?
Well, yes, they've made that as a bit of a PR stunt, as far as I can tell. It was an opportunity to try and showcase what the new Endeavour Drink store was going to look like and how we're going to have all these great regimes in place, you know, for responsible service of alcohol. That's all well and good, and, you know, congratulations on them for doing it. However, my point would be is that, again, Endeavour Drinks and Woolworths are failing to acknowledge the significant public harm and health risks to the broader community in Darwin. I'm not worried so much about people that they think are the problem drinkers, that is rough sleepers or people who are living in town communities. This is clearly an alcohol product that's being marketed to the more general mainstream community, and people need to understand and be aware of the level of alcohol-related harm that we suffer here in the Territory. And just to give you a couple of statistics, first of all, 48% of all road fatalities in the Northern Territory are alcohol-related. The other statistic I would quote to you would be the level of alcohol consumption in the Northern Territory. It is actually at rates higher per capita than what you even have in Russia and the Ukraine. So I think we've got a bit of a bigger community problem about the levels of alcohol consumption and the harm that alcohol does to this town.
The Northern Territory Director of Liquor Licensing has given Woolworths the go-ahead. They've put the project on hold till the end of the wet season, and Woolworths has organised for an independent panel review to look at the community concerns. Have you been approached by that panel?
Yes. Fortunately, we've had some communication with Danny Gilbert, who's, as you know, chairing this particular panel. We're yet to get some more information about the timing and the various processes that that review panel and the way in which they'll conduct that particular piece of work. My worry is that this is happening in a very short time frame. It's less than 2 months. And this is also happening at a time when we're trying to get ourselves organised to roll out one of the biggest and most complicated vaccination programs we've seen in living memory in this country. And I can tell you, trying to vaccinate just our own client population in Darwin here is going to take us some considerable effort, requiring many months of work. I think the bigger issue that I would really be calling for is to remind Woolworths, their directors and their shareholders that their corporate social responsibility does not end at the checkout. It is time for this company to have a really good hard think about ethical business practice. What do they think they have by way of a social licence to operate? And can they possibly give us an ironclad guarantee that opening up more of these liquor outlets will not cause more alcohol-related harm?
The company says the proposed Darwin Dan Murphy's will have the most stringent set of alcohol control policies anywhere in the country. Does that, you know, if this does end up going ahead, will that allay any of your concerns?
Well, no, because it's not the harm that gets done in the store. The harm gets done after their products leave the store. To be really honest about this, I often wonder how much pressure did Woolworths and Endeavour Drinks put on the Northern Territory government to introduce the amendments to the Liquor Act to allow for the Director of Licensing to make this decision that was not subject or open to any kind of review or appeal? That's a bigger question here.
What are your concerns about what the consequences will be here for the community? Outline just what you're concerned about for those who think, well, you know, I live near Dan Murphy's, it's fine.
Yeah, well, that's probably good in lots of places where you don't have the same levels of alcohol consumption that we have in the Territory. But again, just to quote another statistic, 74% of breaches of domestic violence orders occur by people who are affected by alcohol. And we have some of the worst rates of assaults, homicide, murder and so on in this country. Most of it underpinned by alcohol.
How is the community feeling at the moment, Olga? Obviously, this has been delayed but not defeated yet. You're still in this process. What is the feeling in the community?
Look, I'm sure there's very divided and mixed views. There will be some people who will say, well, you know, let's have a Dan Murphy's, let's have more takeaway sales, that's all right. You know, I'm not the person that kind of causes all this harm and I should be free to drink as much as I want whenever I want. There will be others of us, of course, who actually wear the consequences of some of this misuse of alcohol, that is, you know, the police, the hospital system, you know, the ambulance and security officers, the legal system, the courts, and ultimately in our jails. All of this is a horrific burden on the NT economy. It cost us something like $1.3 billion per year to deal with alcohol-related harm. I mean, that's an extraordinary figure. And if you think about the level of need, just say in Aboriginal communities, I can guarantee you we could spend $1.3 billion in a lot more productive ways than having to mop up the mess after alcohol-related harms.
Olga, we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Patricia.
Olga Havnen joining us there, and we've requested an interview with the Endeavour Group spokesperson, and we're waiting for a reply. This is RN Drive.